Black Talk Radio Network is made possible in part with help from the Black Talk Media Project, a North Carolina-based nonprofit engaged in the production and distribution of independent digital black media. Find out more by going to blacktalkradionetwork.com or blacktalkmediaproject.org and look for the menu tab, Crowdfunding Black Media. Black Talk Media Project, helping to provide you with new black media for the new millennium. And opinions expressed by callers, guests, and hosts do not necessarily reflect those of the Black Talk Radio Network and Black Talk Media Project. Black Talk Radio is new black media for the new millennium.
Gold dinar would have had serious consequences for the world financial system, but may also have empowered the people of Africa, something black activists say the US wants to avoid at all costs.
We're slicing cake. We're slicing cake. We're slicing cake.
Say the US wants to avoid at all costs.
We're slicing cake.
Say the US wants to avoid at all costs.
We're slicing
cake. Gaddafi didn't give up. In the months leading up to the military intervention, he called on African and Muslim nations to join together to create this new currency.
Welcome, welcome everyone to Tando Radio Show, brought to you by Black Talk Radio Network. I'm your host, David Wren, a.k.a. Dave from L.A., and today is a Monday, January the 27th, 2016, June the 27th, 2016, this man is Thomas Flying, but it is a Monday. Just want to thank you all for chiming in and listening to Tando Radio Show. Greatly, greatly appreciate it. And we have a live show for you today and looking forward to getting started. And before we do that, let's take care of the business at hand that we must do. Okay, so everyone, Black Talk Radio Network is currently having a crowdfunding campaign that you can support the network and to ensure that it will continue to grow and do the things that are necessary for it to become, to maintain its overall relevance and direction. As so many of you have said to me before, that this network means so much to you, now is a great opportunity for you to give some of your financial energy to the network in order for it to stay on, so that your needs can be met and what you consider to be valuable can be valued by you. So now, this is an opportunity to support Black Talk Media Project. And how can you do it? You can just go to the Black Talk Radio Network .com, blacktalkradionetwork.com/crowdfunding digital black media, and you can see the crowdfunding campaign that's there. Also, if you just go to Black Talk Radio Network, and you will see just underneath the show where you have all of the shows that are brought to you by Black Talk Radio Network and the stations that are carrying it. Two over from home, after home, there's About, and then there's Crowdfunding Black Media. And then there's the login and register right there. Right there, all you have to do is just hit the crowdfunding there, and it will pop up. The crowdfunding campaign will pop up. You will see our story. You will see why. You will see the illusion of choice. You will see radio, and you'll see Black Talk Media Project. And then you will see where you can donate and the different options that you have in donating. So let's go over those. Option one, you can make a one-time contribution of $24.99 or less by way of PayPal or by sending a check or money order to Black Talk Media Project, P.O. Box 65 Mount Holly, North Carolina, 28120. That is sending a, you could pay by PayPal or sending a check or money order and make it payable to Black Talk Media Project, P.O. Box 65, Mount Holly, North Carolina, 28120. That would be option one of $24.99 or less. And all donations and contributions are extremely, extremely appreciated. Now, with that, you will receive the monthly statistics performance reports of the radio station and social media operations via email. Make sure you leave a good email so that you can receive what it is that your donation and contribution would have in response to it. Next, option number two, just for one penny more, you can do a one-time contribution of $25 or more. In addition to receiving the monthly email reports, you will be getting a free Black Radio Station Matters t-shirt as an appreciation gift for your contribution. To receive more than one t-shirt, a t-shirt will be provided for every $25 contribution. So the t-shirts come in increments of $25. So if you would like two t-shirts, you would have to donate 50. Three t-shirts, 75. Four t-shirts, you will get $100. Make sure you have the corresponding size with each t-shirt. And make sure, as always, leave the necessary information. Make sure you have a good mailing address, a good website. I'm sorry, not a website, a good email, so that you can actually receive what it is that is you are entitled to from your contribution. Option number three, the best one, is to become a monthly contributor of $25 and more. In addition to receiving the monthly email reports and a free Black Radio Station Matters t-shirts as an appreciation gift, you will be eligible to you will be eligible to receive a gift from the network at different times. Once those gifts are available, Scotty will let you know. And that's one of the things that we can be doing. This is what we need to do. We need to support this network financially by giving our energy so that it will stay on air. Very, very important, so that all of the programs that you actually engage in and that you feel are so necessary here on Black Talk Radio Network will continue to be here. So next, with that being said, make sure that we support Black Talk Radio Network. Next, we go over to Tando Radio Show. That's T-H-A-N-D-O Radio Show on Facebook. And let's check out our Facebook page that's there. And before we do that, there's a couple of things that we want to talk about also. If you're interested in buying or acquiring the precious metals, you could do that through us at Prosperity Mint. That's P-R-O-S-P-E-R-I-T. Mint, M-I-N-T, Prosperity Mint. Just go to prosperitymint.com and you will see the website that's there that we have for the precious metals. And I would say if you are going to engage in that, text or call me, 951-790-8330. Just wanted to say that slow for you all. And let me know that you're interested in purchasing the metal, and I could walk you through it to make sure that everything will be done in a way that gets you what you want in an expedient manner and method. So definitely, definitely call me so that I can explain some of the things to you also. Very, very important. So you can do that if you so like. And in today's world, you already know, especially from Tando Radio Show, how important that absolutely is. It is one of the things that we are speeding towards a global banking crisis, which is unfolding as we speak. So you could do that. And also, if you're interested in trying in supporting a great business that has a great product, a Black business that has a great product, and it's a seasoning product that they have, and it's really, really good. I use it. It has all natural herbs, spices, and minerals in it. And you can get, it's called Uncle Fats, and you can get Uncle Fats. And if you would like to do that, just email getunclefats@gmail.com. That's getunclefats@gmail.com. And they will tell you and inform you of the pricing and give you the process of getting your all-natural seasonings for, and minerals for your all-natural body. Okay, so let's jump into today's show. And we're going to have a live show for you today. And one of the things I wanted to do with you all, at any time if you would like to get in on the conversation, don't hesitate. Give us a call, 641-715-3660, and the participant code is 5490-32#. And then hit star 61. I will see you in queue and bring you up. I don't like to keep the callers waiting, so I will bring you up as soon as I possibly can. And we have a live show for you today, so let's jump into some of the articles so that we can get into today's show.
Brother Dave, if you don't mind,
I
got a question for you. Go. I was asked my opinion on the UK vote to leave the European Union. And
yes.
Today, earlier, I was talking about, I don't care if this global system crash, man. It need to crash because
right.
we ain't benefiting it from it to. No way. And so what's your right. take on it?
I'm going to tell you, Scotty, that is, you and I are on the same accord on this. It needs to crash. But see, the thing is that we don't need them to crash it, because what they're going to do is the economy is going to crash. It's the everyday person's economy, the common person's economy that's going to crash. The economy is not going to crash. How this crash of this economy needs to come about, like you're saying, like you're expressing, like we've been expressing, is the people have to disassemble it completely. It needs to be disassembled by us. And if we allow these individuals that established this economic system, that have established this system of ruling by the letter of law and establishing the social and political and cultural identities and dividers and standards in which the rest of the world is living under, this puts us all at a very, very state of turmoil. It puts us in a state of turmoil, and it increases our overall servitude to the few that control the many. And they control us by the resources. Whoever controls the resources, one of the things I always love to say is that if you control gas, if you control oil, you control countries. If you control the resources, food, water, and all of the necessary sustainable resources for us to have cohabitation and have a sustainable living pattern here on this planet, then you control the people. The people of this world have to look at this and see it for what it is. The system has created dividing lines to keep the globe in check. Just because you're on the beneficial side of this system, believe me, these evil people are going to turn it on you. Let me put it to you this way. There's going to be a new underclass in this world. And there is going to be a new class of people that they are going to rise up to be the privileged one and the entitled ones. Why do they do this? They do this because fear has an expiration date. You can only, it expires. You can only use that to control a certain group of people for so long. Then you have to switch it. It's cyclical. So this is, Scotty's absolutely right. We need, the whole system needs to crash. But my thing is this, is that we can no longer get on their plane and they put it on autopilot to crash. We have to not get on board. We have to walk away from this system and establish our own, and it can be done. We see it actively around us all the time, but we don't think that it can work. And because the only thing that we've known is by control, by the system and by the rule of governance, by a few individuals over the many, we can't even conceptualize doing anything else. If you can't think it, if you can't conceive it, then you can't build it. And this is one of the real, this is the major problem that we have, because once that happens, no longer do we allow the dividing and controlling mechanisms that enslave us all, and particularly certain groups of people at a designated time, because that serves the best interest of the program. At some point and at some time, we have to stop giving our energy to it. And one of the things about death is this. When there is no energy, death has arrived. We need to stop giving energy to this whole system, especially our part of our eternal energy that we have that can never be extinguished, but will last forever and ever in eternity. We have to galvanize that for its best overall purposes in our own self-determining direction. So yes, this system has to crash. We cannot allow them to have us as their crash dummies. And that is probably one of the most important things in this whole thing. So yes, it does, but it has to be engineered, it has to be dismantled, and it has to be established and rebuilt by the collective prudence of everyone in the world. Are we close to doing that? I don't know. I can't make anybody do it. All I can do is see it and give my energy to it, because that's what I'm responsible for. And this becomes a responsibility of every person on this planet. This system will continue to do what it has done to you in the past until you get tired of it doing it to you and you decide to walk away from it. At some point and at some time, we need to look at the wizard for what it is. Behind the curtain, a coward behind the curtain, trying to present themselves in a bigger light and in a bigger form, in a threatening form, and in a more important, in an omnipotent, an omnipresent form that is false. The only thing that is our energy. And that can't be controlled or enslaved unless we surrender it. So yes, I'm with you, Scotty. Down with it all. And it has to come down by us dismantling it and rebuilding what is in the best interest of us all, self-determining and by the collective prudence of the people of this planet. And one of the most important ways to do that is you have to get control of the resources. Why is that so important? If you control resources, you control your overall sustainability in physical life here. And if you control your sustainability where you can continue to live and live as you determine, then what need would you have for a boss? None whatsoever. Because you'll be sovereign and independent. And this is capable. The universe shows us this all the time. Man does not control the universe. Man controls other men that surrender and women that surrender to them. This is the state that we're in. We see the other living beings on this planet living sovereign and independent until they are captured. And that's the key. Once you are captured, you become the under the influence to change your overall will and energy and direction by force and by fear. And once you do that, now you are a slave. Just because you're captive does not mean that you're a slave. When you surrender your free will, that's when the inservitude, that's where the bondage of enslavement kicks off. And if you stay in that long enough, you will not know what it is to be independent and free. You will lose all of your connections to freedom, and the only thing that you will sustain and the only thing that you will recognize and the only thing that you will develop habits around is being enslaved. That's where we are. That's where we are collectively as a people, collectively as a community, and as individuals. We have never known what it's like to be free. So we continue to allow ourselves to be enslaved. This is the bond that needs to be broken within our minds and, with more importantly, within our free will. So yes, Scotty, I'm with you 100, my friend, 100. So next, we got posted here on Tando Radio Show, came from Bloomberg. I'm going to run down these, and then I'm going to jump into this show today. Bloomberg's BRICS eyes a new rating company to reduce established firms' grip. The BRIC nations are aligning themselves to do what the Western banking nations have been doing for the past 80 years. Now they're going to take over. It's going to be a transferring of the guard. And the same old things are going to happen. But this time, what they're going to do is they're going to change up the overall class society. They're going to bring up a different class of people that will be entitled and privileges, have privileges that other people won't have. And why is this? This is how you maintain control over people. So this is what they're going to do. They're going to do their own rating agency. So all the ones that have been established by the U.S. and the Western banking entities are going to actually have competition until they go out of business, which they will, or until they align themselves with the BRIC nations' rating agencies. And why is this so important? The rating agencies tells what your credit worthiness is. And when the BRIC nations' credit rating comes into play, you know what they're going to do? It's not going to be off of your pay history. It's not going to be how well you paid your bill. It's not going to be your credit score. It's going to be the assets that you hold. Look at the BRIC nations: Brazil, Russia, India, China, South Africa. All of those are resource asset heavy countries. This is why they came together and said, let's establish a consortium of nations and have a coalition, because we have something in common. We have assets, and the Western banking system has debt. So this is why they're creating the rating agencies, because they're going to rate you. And how this means is that the target is going to be the overall economic system that has brought a unfair and a unevenly yoked measure of economic stability and prosperity that this country was never entitled to at all. And, you know, in my opinion, was never entitled to it because of how it developed. It developed its prosperity from malevolent means. It developed its prosperity through the theft. Through the theft of resources, through the theft of human labor, through the theft of human energy, and through the lies and deceit by the handwritten laws. The letter of the law has brought a fraudulent wealth to this overall establishment. And this is what is going to be changed. It's not going to, the only thing that they're going to do is change nations. It's still going to be the same system. And they're going to do it in a very slow and methodical process so that the regular people of the world won't see what's going on. They're going to ostracize the United States. They're going to ostracize the overall Western banking cabal. But they're going to establish a new one. And let me tell you, all of the wealth in this, the wealth transfer is going to the East. And in that transfer, those will be the ones that will have the first rights of privilege, and everyone else, and particularly those from the United States, will be looked at as the pariahs of the pariah of the financial global, the collapse of the financial global community is going to be blamed on that, and they're going to bring the case, and the whole world is going to convict them. So this is what's happening as we speak right now, and speeding up. And this is why we wanted you to have the appropriate preparedness and know what's going on and take the appropriate choices physically, mentally, spiritually, so that you can endure and be a part of the wealth transfer, so where you can have a benevolent wealth transfer to you and have self-determining and independent freedoms that you will be able to invoke much easier. Even with chains around your neck, waist, arms, and feet, you can claim your independence. Someone can physically capture you. That is nothing more than just by force. But your mind and your spirit and your free will have to be surrendered. There is no chain for that is just the surrendering of it. So that's where we're going. Next article, in my opinion. Next article, six more countries want referendums to exit the EU. This comes from Armstrong. This was on the weekend, posted this. Portuguese Left Bloc calls for a referendum on EU. Now it's seven. Too easy money is making it too hard to gauge the market, the Bank of International Settlements said. Let me tell you, this is majorly, majorly important. There was an article that we posted yesterday on Bloomberg. Too easy money is making it too hard to gauge markets, BIS says. They are basically telling you that the economies are going to collapse. Easy money means this, debt. And that is going to cause the global economic collapse of the common man's economy. And this is what is going to be engineered by them so that they can stay in power. This is a very, very important article. My commentary on this is the economic hammer dropping. It is dropping, ladies and gentlemen. Listen, prepare for where you are. Do what you can do. That's what is expected of you. To heed the warning signs, and if you do, now the rest, in my opinion, will be taken care of by the universal laws and by the great creator God Almighty. The key is that you just have to be willing to be a part of it. If you're not going to be a part of it, if you want to continue to be a consumer, then you will be smashed by the hammer that is about to drop at man's hands and at man's directions. So check out this article. We're going to come back to that. I don't know if we're going to have time today, but we got a caller in queue. I don't like to keep callers waiting, so let's run to this caller real quick, then we'll get into today's show. Welcome, caller, to Tando Radio Show. What is your name, where you're calling from, and what is your question or comment?
Hey, this is Rob from Atlanta, Georgia. How you doing, Dave Scott?
What's up, brother? How you feeling?
Pretty good, man. Pretty good. It's been a minute. But,
yes, sir.
Could you help explain to the people what do you mean by the common man economy?
Yes.
On the crash? Could you go a little deeper on that? Because they you know, people might not be able to take all that in at once.
Yes, my man Rob. Yes, definitely. And hold on, Rob. Rob asked a good question, because it's very important, and he cares about all of us, and this is why he asked. What is the common man's economy? The common man's economy is every person that is paid in cash, every person that is paid in debt, every person. You remember when they had the bailouts in 2008, 2009? If you didn't receive any TARP funding, then you are a common person. Because what they did was that they took from the everyday person throughout the world and gave it to a selective few. If you are some of the individuals that are lending to countries, and you're lending to consortiums of countries like the EU, like the BRICS, and like NATO, if you're lending to them, you're not the common person. If you have to show up and work for someone, even if you own your business, you're still working for someone, because within that supply chain, you still have to pay someone. If you have to pay someone and you're not being paid by everyone, you're a common person economy. It doesn't matter how many dollars you have in your bank account. Currency does not make you wealthy. Currency does not give you prosperity. What currency does is that it gives you the capabilities to do what currency is able to do. It gives you a medium of exchange. And the common person's economy is every person that has to pay taxes. Common person's economy is every person that has to pay for their birthright. What do I mean by pay for your birthright? if you have to pay water bills, if you have to pay for a car, if you have to pay for a home, if you have to pay for food, if you have to pay for, if you have to pay for a lot of different things to the institutions, then you are the common person's economy. That is the economy that is going to crash, because that is the target of this economy. They enslave the general population in order to maintain and get and take from them. What are they taking from the general population? Your energy. See, slavery is this. When your energy is surrendered because of force of fear, and you surrender your energy to someone else, and they tell you where to go, when to be there, how long to be there, what to do while you're there, and when you can go home, and when you can eat, and when you can go to sleep, when you can go on vacation, and when you can get beat, and when you're going to have to pay, and when you're going to have to surrender everything that you have, and when you're going to get treatment if you're sick. They tell you everything. Okay? That's the common person's economy. That's the common person. And that's pretty much everyone that I know. Even if you're a billionaire, but your level of the common person may be different, because you may be able to shield yourself if the ones that are above you decide that they're going to offer you some shelter. If someone else is determining if you're going to make it or not, and you have confidence and you surrender that to them, you're a common person. So that would be my definition of a common person. Hey, listen, we got to get ready to go to a commercial break. When we come back, we're going to jump back in the show, and I'm going to get back to our caller that's on, Rob, and make sure I answered the question that he was asking. If you would like to elaborate on that, definitely. You listen to Tando Radio Show, brought to you by Black Talk Radio Network. We'll be right back after these quick commercial breaks.
Black Talk Radio, since 2008, providing new black media for the masses.
Okay, welcome back, everyone, to Tando Radio Show. I'm your host, David Wren, a.k.a. Dave from L.A., and we are having a live show today, and so it's Monday, June 27, 2016. We got my man Rob asked a great question. Rob, you still there?
Yeah, that was 100% right there. I appreciate you elaborating on that and articulating that the best way you could. I had some people want to call in listen to the show today, and they wasn't clear on what, you know, some things were.
Yeah.
Do your due diligence and be able to, you know, distinguish, you know, what's money and what's currency. You know what I'm saying?
So, yeah.
Yeah, I appreciate that. So,
yes, sir. Yes, sir. What, Rob, in your estimation of the common person's economy, how deep is, you know, there's a lot of people that don't understand it, and how would you what do you see as the common person's economy, and how exposed they are to what's going on?
Perfect example, what's going on in Venezuela. You know,
yeah.
That's an oil rich company, say, who owns the oil, runs the, you know, controls the people. But they have a problem, and you know, the people that are heavily relying on someone else for their, you know, their prosperity, and their, you know, helping them make the decision of their own free will. That's a perfect example of what's the possibilities of what could come here. You know,
yeah.
There was an article that people were talking about, they would eat dogs just to eat. You know, the black
yeah.
market was thriving. You know, and people have to look at that in a with a third eye and not be naive and say, hey, you know, that couldn't happen here. You know, if you're not farming, if you're not, you don't have solar power, you know, water source, you know, food, you know, just stuff that our ancestors had but kind of steered away because of, you know, our surroundings. We kind of adapted mm-hmm. our surroundings. So, you know, I just think it's just, it's sustainability. You know, that's the key word. And,
yeah,
you know, your common person is just, they work so hard, they don't have time to exercise and be able to look into these things that help their kids and their kids' kids. You know, it's just real heavy because I call it raw data, because everybody can't swallow something so raw all at once. You know, you can't
yeah.
eat something raw. Everybody can't eat raw data. You know, so I don't know what to do. Best way possible,
yeah.
you know, put it in their face and just, you know.
Yeah, well said, Brad, because I think you hit on a lot of great points, and you gave a great example in Venezuela. That's exactly right. If you have to bring resources to market in order for you to eat instead of using those resources, you're a common person. If your overall livelihood depends on the economy, you're a common person. If you have to vote, you're a common person. This is the system that has been established. If you don't have immunity from written laws, you're a common person. If you have to if you have to hire an attorney, if you have to answer to accusations of a crime, that you're a common person. Many of us don't understand that there are people in this world that don't have to do any of those things. I just read from the Bank of International Settlement. They are one. They have complete autonomy and immunity from all prosecutions of any kinds of laws anywhere in the world. Many of us don't even know that. The City of London does.
See,
you heard of diplomatic immunity. You see these little peon celebrity politicians running around. They have very, very, they have granted immunity. That can be taken from them at any time. There are some individuals on this planet that are completely immune to anything. The Bank of International Settlement is one organization and one person that is just that.
Hey, David,
the government,
or
just that. Go ahead.
Is that the building in, I believe in, is it in Switzerland, that's shaped like a boot?
Yeah. Yep, Brisbane, yes.
Okay,
yes,
right.
In Brisbane.
Right.
Yep.
I believe they have that building shaped as a boot for a reason.
Yes, because they keep it on everyone else's neck.
Correct.
That's exactly right. Established by the celebrity figurehead Queen of England and the Nazis. That's who established that. That was the front people to establish it. But the real organizations and corporations that established that, they won't tell you who those individuals are. You don't get to see them, but you feel their effect every day. You feel their effects in your everyday life, but you don't see them. What's unseen is more real than what is seen. So it's where we are. And I'm glad you asked that very pointed question that was very, very important for us to know. Now, if you are the common person, there are things that you should be doing to protect yourself and to remove yourself from that commonality as much as you possibly can. One, the most important step that you have to take is saying no. No longer will I give energy to this. And I'm going to start to, as Rob just said, start to conceptualize how do you do certain things so that you start to eat the raw data, start to understand the truth. Let me tell you, what the only course that really, really matters is the straight course to truth. Or the truth will always stand on its own. The key is, will you be standing with the truth and in support of the truth, or will you waver off of that course? The truth is what the truth is, and it can't be politically correct. It can't be culturally intolerant. It can't be legislated by a written rule of a man. It is the essential fiber of the whole universe. And it's so powerful, it never needs to defend itself. The lies only have to defend themselves. And too many of us defend lies. Most cowards defend all the lies, while the man or woman of truth stands silent and moves with the truth. So, this is just where we are. And, bro, great, great question. Anything else you wanted to add, Rob?
Oh, no, that was well articulated, man. And I appreciate it. For everybody that was out there listening, I hope it can resonate in you and help you start to make some changes, well as I do, making some changes in your life.
That's right. Much, much respect. Much love. Much respect, bro. Stay in contact, man. Give me a call when you can. I'll be Wednesday. I'll be running around a little more. I'll be available then. Hit me up then, Rob, okay?
Okay, no problem, Dave. Appreciate it, man.
Okay, brother. Peace. Much, much respect. Okay, next article. Great question by my man Rob, as always. Next one. Next article comes from the BRIC spot. And it says, AI, the Asian Infrastructure Investment Bank announces special funding approval, $509 million for first project. These are the projects that are going to start to supersede in the trade deals that are going to continue to see. Next, China and Russia sign an energy deal where they don't use the dollar. We already talked about that. Next one, oh, big article. Well, not big article, but significant. Many of you resonated with this, and, you know, it's a UN official found dead and was set to testify against Hillary Clinton same day. Barbell fell on his neck. Next article. I mean, the political serial killing continues.
Hey,
and it's not just them.
That's just crazy, man. I mean, this was a man in his 60s. And so what was he trying to lift? 300-400 pounds or something by himself? Come on, man.
Right. This was all. Let me tell you, man. I always call them that family the political serial killers. And if you look at the bodies that they lay back, but see, this is what politicians do. They are sociopathic and psychopathic in nature, and we run to shake their hand. We run to wave at them as long as we worship them and their entourage and their overall establishments. We will continue to put them in a demigod society where they will do whatever the heck they want, and then the system will discard them after they overstep their bounds. Oh, and they're going to get rid of this family too. Why? Because this family is being used. One of the things is, whenever you make a deal with the devil, you always lose your soul. Yes, this is one of the many body counts to add to the political serial killing of many of the political celebrities. figureheads, politicians and everything else. These people, we get mad at some people, understandably so, when they kill 4 or 5 people, 6 people, 10 people, we call them serial killers. But when you kill millions and millions and hundreds of thousands, we call them kings, queens, politicians, prime ministers, presidents, vice presidents, and so on and so forth, dictators and everything else. And what do? They're immune from any form of having to be held to answer for their crimes against humanity by way of theft, by way of distortion, by way of deceit, by way of fraud, and by way of physical killing of the people. So check this out. And, you know, I don't know who this, you know, because this is one of the things. I'm going to just say this. We know one thing, that it was a part of that goes along. I don't know what he had been involved in either. What I mean by that, let me tell you something about this system. Once you in, you can't get out. Once you in, you can't all of a sudden try to get a conscience, because if you try to get a conscience, then they will deal with you accordingly. Even more so than someone that was never in. You're just a nuisance. But if you go too far with some things, they'll deal with you then. But so what? Screw, forget whoever they are. They can't kill. How can they kill you and they don't give you life?
Brother Dave, he had been busted on corruption and bribery charges, and I guess that was part of some kind of plea deal, is to testify against her. And, you know, the FBI continuing criminal probe.
Yeah. And that was exactly it, is that, see, what it was, and this is my opinion, what happens is this: when you think that you're in the club and you'll be willing to compromise, when you're willing to sell out, and she's a sellout, in my opinion, all three of these people here are sellout. Let me tell you why, and just in my opinion. Because when you compromise your morality for someone else's agenda, that's selling out. And see, you think that that's going to gain you something. It may gain you something temporarily, but see, there's a bigger agenda. You may be used as a proxy, or you may be used as leverage for something else that they want. Because this is just like all the organizations. You know all the secret society organizations that they establish, and then they'll tell you, oh, we do all of these good works, we do all of this and this and that. But deep down inside, all of those individuals that are in there, they know that there's something else that's going on. It's not right. Even though it may be right among your grouping, but see, y'all just being used, institutionally being used for someone else's agenda. And at the appropriate time, if you show good attributes of someone that is willing to compromise even more, you'll be pushed even further. And then in these individuals right here that you see here, they've gotten where they've gotten because of what they were willing to do for the system and do to the people, in order to maintain the systematic control of people. So, be careful. Anytime you make a deal with the devil, you lose your soul. Next article. This one comes from Intel Hub. How much time we got? We gotta hurry up. All right, BRICS will trigger more referendums if the EU is crumbling. Let me tell you, let me give this to you real quickly. The EU, the Brexit will be used as the excuse to collapse the global economy, the common person's economy. That's one of the excuses that they're going to use. Okay? And they're going to use it from this standpoint. They're going to bring it, I'm going to get to it real quick. Let me hurry up. Next one. We are now in DEFCON 3 from Intel Hub. Check out that article. Very, very important. Yes, we will be in a war, a physical war. And they will send your daughters, they will send your sons, and then they will send your 16-year-olds to fight for them. Unless you decide that that is unacceptable. If you want to fight, then get your butt in the ring, or however you want to do it, and get engaged in it. But you will not be sending, as for me and mine, no. But this is an individual choice. Ladies, if some of you think that you are going to, just like men, if you really thought that you were going to develop some advantage and that you were going to be doing something that was honorable, take it from me. I fell for that too. But once I realized some things and things start falling apart, I realized because we were young and naive and we wanted to, you know, I went into the military because I wanted to start myself and maintain so that I wouldn't get in any form of trouble and then I can move into, and I thought that the world was a place where you were going to actually be able, that it was not as a conspiracy agenda as it is, but that's the nature of man and women. They are naturally, they've been born into this system of enslavement. Everybody wants a slave, nobody wants to be one. So what's going to happen, if you think that you are going to actually get something from the organizations and how the military set up, you are sadly mistaken. Yes, there will be some people that say it was the best thing for them. Yes, 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 yes. But let me tell you something. The organizations that engage in war against another person that you don't even know and you pull a trigger on, you can't escape this. This is murder by influence. Yes, when you don't know, but there's a responsibility for you to start to ask questions to where you say, wait a minute, I am not going to allow this to be my habitual practice. Because if we continue to have that habitual practice, you are going to lose your daughters. Even those of you that think that they should be going off and fighting and everything else, oh, they will keep the wars coming until the population is where they want it to be. It's extermination, ladies and gentlemen. So check that article out. Next one, we're going to hurry up. This is a major one. This came from Superstation 95. Exposed hidden EU plan for the superstate. No member border controls, no member, I couldn't see what the rest of it, but this is my commentary on this, and this is what it basically means. Here is how you bring man's borderless new world order under the new order. Here is how you bring in man's borderless new world order under the order of whom do you think? It is going to be the very same ones that have established the overall economic displacement of this world. What they're going to do is that they are going to say, and this is how they're going to get there, they're going to have economic collapse, they're going to have wars, they're going to say, you know what, all of that thinking, those, all of those people that voted for the Brexit, see, they didn't even know what they were voting for. The people are too dumb to have understanding of difficult governmental policy. So the only ones that should be making decisions for the people are the few. This is where the system starts to put itself even more control over you. And they're going to do this because this is what's happening in the world, ladies and gentlemen. There are too many people on this planet that are starting to ask questions and make noise. And one of the things that happens is this. There's an old demonic ritual. Whenever the world gets noisy, it's time to depopulate it. I would say to you, look at this, the history of Enki and Enlil from the old Sumerians and listen to what happened to those brothers. One brother said, these people are too noisy. Let's exterminate them. Let's bring a catastrophe that exterminates them. This is an old story. It's more ancient than the Bible. It was one of the Sumerians that developed the code of writing and everything else from what the history tells you now, but we already know that that's not the truth. But see, the history has a way of whoever writes it gets to have history tell their story. And this is critical. We don't write anything anymore. So in this Superstation article, basically what you're having is they're telling you that they're going to bring in war and they're going to bring in total economic destruction, and then the people will be begging for a, we're going to have to need to do something new. We need to have borderless countries. But see, this is what it is. When you do it by man's letter of the law and absent of the great creator spirit of the law, only thing that you fall, find yourself is falling deeper in hell. Hell is a place that you create. Heaven is a place that you create. You can't go there. You have to create it. So this is what's happening, the big picture here. Don't say you didn't hear it first here from Tando as to where this was going, because this is what they're doing. This is the overall program. This is how they bring in the new world order. Next, a 5.5 mega earthquake near Fukushima, Japan. So check out that one. Next one, two women diagnosed with smartphone blindness because they was looking at the smartphone with just one eye. Is destroying your eyesight, is destroyed my eyesight, so I know, so time to change things. Next, 75% of young people middle-aged terminally cancer patients subject to a painful and useless treatment during final days. This came from Natural News, check that out. Next one, American Red Cross exposed as massive incompetent fraud. Built just 6 homes during the Haitian earthquake, I believe it was. Yes. Once again. Next one, this is very important. This one happened over the weekend. And Superstation reported, 95. Reports coming in, credit, debit cards, and ATMs down in New Jersey and in New York. Banking crisis. Yes. In New Jersey and New York, a lot of ATM and credit cards did not work. Once again, the system is testing itself to be put out. And this was my commentary. A screen that will scare you in the future if you're not prepared. It says out of service. See, the only people that ever need to be afraid are those that are not prepared. Only people that need to be scared if you're not prepared. One day, your computer is going to say that. One day, your ATM is going to say that. Your bank's ATM is going to say that. Your credit card is going to say out of service. And this is going to be something that is going to be regional, then it's going to go global, then that's when people are going to be upset. What you upset for? You asked for this system. You put yourself in this predicament. You have blind faith in the authorities, and that is the first step to genocide. So if you would be afraid that your ATM is going to say out of service, or your credit card, you go to use it, it's going to say out of service, or it's going to be rejected or declined, even though you paid everything and everything is in good standing, and you're going to get mad. Why in the world would you get mad? You surrendered all of this energy and the capability. You surrendered your confidence and your faith to the system. And the system has always done this throughout human history. You can see it in just in our community historically. But see, the thing is that we try to refuse and we try to remove ourselves from it because we think that we are different than those that were enslaved in so many ways. Why? Because we think that we can negotiate with the devil and get a deal that's based in honesty and is benevolent. Can't do it. One of the things is that we can't ask for their system unless you ask to surrender or to be the water carrier of their system. This is what it's all about. So this is the setup. This is what's going to be happening. We are full-fledged now. It is starting to grow. The banking crisis is going to grow. I think it's going to taper out a little bit. Then a major event is going to happen. And I think that major event is going to be spurred by war. And that's going to bring further displacement in the overall financial realm, and that one is the one, and then there's going to be hacking, and then that one is the one that doesn't matter what your TV says because it won't come on to tell you what's going on. So this is just where we are. Next, petition for the second EU have been manipulated. Check out that one, it was false. Check out, let me keep going. I'm going to get through here. 550 trillion derivative bubble ready to burst, and credit default swap. CDSs are also, because the banks are in trouble globally because they've been purposely placed in trouble. While in the meantime, Russia and China closely cooperate on security. Russia and China closely cooperate on security. This comes from Sputnik. What does that mean? Let me read it to you so you would get what they're saying. Russia and China is now aligned to go to war with each other against the United States. That's all what it means. They are now allies that will defend each other against the United States. And whatever is going to be left of NATO before France and when Germany leaves. So, and guess what? Britain is going to BRICS too. This is why they left. This is the unraveling. So, next article, a good one you need to check out. The sun goes blank again during the weakest solar cycle in more than a century. What it's basically telling us, the sun is telling us, is that we are going to go through another ice age. So much for global warming, warning all you lying government agents. Next article, New World Order attempts to hijack Anonymous. Man. Boy, we set ourselves up to follow such trendy falsehoods. It's crazy how we do that. Next one comes from Bloomberg. Hoarding cash in vault seems more attractive after the Brexit vote. And this was my commentary. Laugh out loud. Yeah, that works until you until you can't get to your trusty vault because someone on the inside locked the door at the bank or wherever the vault is. Laugh out loud. Or until someone devalues the cash you're holding. Cash is not money. It's currency. It can be debased at any time because it wasn't something that has sustainability. It has rules to actually subjugate you as a slave, as a debt. The wage of a king is gold. The wage of a lady and gentleman is silver. The wage of a slave is debt. So that's what that is. I'm going to continue, and then here we go. How the Pentagon is preparing for a tank war with Russia. Good luck with that. Comes from Defense. And this was a major article right here. This one also came from Superstation. China engaged missile lock on U.S. aircraft carrier in the Philippine Sea. It was the I believe it was the aircraft carrier Stennis that was locked. Look at this article, and I want you to see the Sunburst missile. It's going to hit a naval vessel that they use target practice on. This is a hypersonic missile. All of the aircraft carriers are outdated. And let me tell you, this is, you know all of this, and this is why I said in the South Sea of China, you're going to see, one of the things I'm going to say, was that you're going to see an engagement, and I wouldn't be surprised if an aircraft carrier is sunk there or sunk in the Middle East. In my opinion, that is a part of the plan because it worked so well before in Pearl Harbor. They're going to bring it again, but this time, you're not going to win it.
I have a question, Dave.
Go ahead, Scotty.
Before we go to break, let's say something pop off in the South China Sea, and they do sink a U.S. ship. I mean, and there is war between, and you know it's not going to be China by themselves. It's going to be Russia right along with them.
With them.
And possibly even North Korea. If that did pop off, what do you think the chances of the United States military being able to handle them?
None. Zero. This is the excuse that Dempsey and Pineda gave, what they wanted to give opportunities to women because see what they do is they play this game where they do things that serves their purpose but makes you think that it's serving yours. They put the U.S. military in a position of disadvantage by having that drawn out the longest war in American history with Afghanistan and Iraq. And the overall collateral damage from that is irreparable in this modern time. So now what do they have to do? In order for them to engage in a war, you got to remember, China has not been in a war, so they're not war weary. Russia has not been in the war, so they're not war weary. But when this pops off, let me tell you the countries that's going to go to the Russian and Chinese side. Brazil. India is going to start off with America, and then they're going to switch. in my opinion. India was a key player here. Then South Africa, and then all of the 125 consortiums that are with them. And then here's the major one. Germany will join Russia. France goes wherever Germany goes. Britain is going to join Russia.
France right now is talking about lifting the sanctions on Russia because it's hurting their economy.
Yep. Yes. 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 You're going to see Iran become. And why is this so offensive? You remember when you saw all the gas prices going down? That's because all of these nations were preparing and filling up their strategic oil reserves for the war because they're going to be sinking oil ships all over the place. You're going to be the ones without the necessity, without the capabilities and the luxuries that oil brings. Hey, let's go to a commercial break. When we come back, we'll talk about this real quick. Listen to Tandor Radio Show brought to you by Black Talk Radio Network.
Talk Radio Network is made possible in part with help from the Black Talk Media Project, a North Carolina-based nonprofit engaged in the production and distribution of independent digital black media. Find out more by going to blacktalkradionetwork.com or blacktalkmediaproject.org and look for the menu tab, Crowdfunding Black Media. Black Talk Media Project, helping to provide you with new black media for the new millennium.
You are tuned in to Black Talk Radio, new black media for the new millennium.
All right, welcome back, everyone, to Tando Radio Show, brought to you by Black Talk Radio Network. I'm your host, David Rand, a.k.a. Dave from L.A. If you'd like to get in the conversation, give us a call, 641-715-3660, and the participant code is 549032#, then hit star 61, and we will see you in queue, and definitely we'll bring you up. Don't like to keep you waiting. You know, Scotty asked a great question, and I know today I had a show planned, but I think we really need to look at and have a dialogue about some of these things, because this stuff, as this stuff starts to unfold, and I remember when we first started Tando, the Tando radio listeners were very receptive, and you know, some were like, I don't see all that happening, but then now it's amazing. And I knew some friends and everything else, they was like, I don't see that happening, even with things being displaced as the way they are now. They see the things happening, but you know what is preventing them? It's the pride. And this is what is built in us, because that is what destroys and what is developed in us to be the destroyer of our true capabilities. I have friends that say, oh, no, this never happened. And they'll even say, no, they never wrote that into, they wouldn't do that. I'm like, who the heck are they that they would care about what you think? You're defending people that you don't know? And historically, these things happen, and now they see these things, and you know what they're doing? Because of their pride, they just get quiet. And then you know what they do? When all else fails, they just roll their eyes and say, well, everything is okay today. Yeah, everything may be okay today. It may be okay for the rest of your life, but you didn't even realize that you were enslaved your whole life. As Harriet Tubman said, I freed thousands of slaves. I would have freed thousands or more if they had known they were slaves. But see, sometimes you need to leave a slave where they are, because that is a choice. You always have the choice to fight. You always have the choice to say no. You always have the choice to be self-determining, and you always have the choice to do whatever it is that you want, as long as you're willing to pay the consequences for what you want to do. But many of us will want to be in this system, and that's fine. That's your choice. That's your choice. We have different, we are totally unique individuals. I get it. But this is my only thing. Then when the pain and the storm comes, don't cry. Don't you start to become the system where you take from somebody else because you wasn't prepared. If you laid a bed to where you have confidence in them, when the ship goes down, you go down with the ship and the captain. It's the most honorable thing to do, but see, this is the thing. Most of us are not honorable in our nature. We are selfish by design, and we like it. We love that addiction to it all. So Scotty asked a great question. In my opinion, you know, this is the thing that I see unfolding. There's going to be five spots in the world right now that can kick off the, not World War III, because you heard me say it before, we're not going to World War III. There's no such thing as World War III. Where we're going to go is to Global Nuclear War I. And it's going to be used, tactical nukes are going to be used. Okay? In my opinion, it's going to be either in the Bering Strait, South Sea of China, the Baltics, the Middle East, or here's the fifth and the wild card. And the wild card is going to be in South America. And I would think that that could be possibly in Venezuela, Colombia region. Okay? That's just my opinion. Oh, and I forgot one more, six. And in Africa, particularly in Djibouti. Okay? What I think is going to happen, as we speak right now, there are engagements between the United States against the BRIC nation instituters or you know, Russia, China, and everything else. And it's just going to be a matter of time before an incident happens and it grows. And it's going to lead to a much bigger incident, and then it's going to be multiple incidents going off at one time. And what's going to happen is that, let's say, this is what, in my opinion, was going to happen. My opinion is that a aircraft carrier is going to be sunk, or a plane is going to be taken down. A U.S. plane is going to be shot down by the Chinese or by the Russians. Okay? And there's going to come out a story that the U.S. is going to have their story. And the world is going to listen to it. Then there's going to be another story from someone from the other party. And they're going to bring the evidence that what they are saying was a lie. And it was actually the aggressive nature was going to be shown on the other side. Then you're going to have another incident that happens right after this. And this is going to be in a perpetual motion. And then this perpetual motion is going to lead to global war. And then this is where it's going to fracture the NATO nations. They're going to say, wait a minute, we're getting drug into a war here. And then what they're going to do is, from the destabilization from the Trojan horse of the refugees, they are going to have violent acts in their countries that they need to be paying attention, and their people are going to be doped into thinking that one thing is happening from a national standpoint, that they need to come to the defense of their country. Oh, they use this, they play this violin so often, and everyone in the audience sits and listens to it and adores it. And what's going to happen is that Europe is going to be totally destabilized, and this Brexit is a part of it. But this is the key. First, they're going to make it economically hard, so the people's tolerance is going to be much. They're going to have very little tolerance. They're going to get their danger up. They're going to get people afraid. They're going to get people hungry. then they're going to get people mad, and then they're going to get people desperate. Then they're going to pull on the old strings of the old historical ties with Germany invading this country and Russia having to defend themselves from this one and the Ottoman Empire having to defend themselves here and there. And then this is going to continue to go, and then boom, another U.S. aircraft carrier is going to be taken out. Then there is going to be all-out engagement, and there are going to be tactical nukes that are going to be strategically used in certain points in this world. And the countries will automatically decide what they're going to do. They're going to have continuity of government establishments, and you're going to hear over your cell phone through the public service announcements which country is doing what. You're going to hear that Britain has just signed a security agreement with China. That's who they're going to do it with. See, you got to understand what's going on here. Some of the Russian organized crime has major, major holdings in the city of London and in London itself. London's not going to sever that tie. They already are in bed with China. And I'm telling you, we have, in my opinion, before the economic collapse of these things start to speed up, we have into November, because that's when all of the nations were told that they have to be ready to accept and to trade the renminbi for the rest of the world. This is where we are, ladies and gentlemen, and this is the big setup. And one of the big setups in this whole thing is they told the people over in Europe, and they told you, they've synchronized the madness. How did they synchronize the madness? Take our country back. Huh? See, what they did was they got the people over there to think that they were getting something when they had a vote for it, and then they gave you what you want. What does it matter if you vote if you don't know who's counting the vote? How can you authenticate what the vote is? And not only that, why are you going to the same institutions that are destroying what you're voting against and asking them to change because you wrote something on a piece of paper? You think that that's the inclusion that they give you, where it has some relevant power and it has some real meaning and that you really do matter? You only matter if you surrender yourself to the overall propaganda, if you stay in line and you follow the trend. You know, it's very much like cattling animals. You put a border around them. You tell them that this is their country, this is their domain, this is what they can eat, and from time to time I'm going to lead you to slaughter because I'm selling you, selling your meat. I'm going to consume you. I'm going to bring you to the table for others to consume because you are a resource to me. I don't see you as a living being. So we got a caller that's in queue. Let's go to him. But before we do that, this is what they're going to do, in my opinion. They're going to say that the people in England voted, and this is what they voted for, and guess what? It failed. See, you messed up. We told you, this is what they're going to create, the incident that becomes a crisis, that becomes a conflict, and then you're going to beg them for the solution. Let's go to the caller that's in queue. Don't like to keep people waiting. Welcome, caller, to Tando Radio Show. What is your name, where you're calling from, and what is your question or comment?
Hey, what's going on? This is Doc. How are you?
Doc Hawkins. What's going on, Doc?
Oh, man, just enjoying the show. And you know what? And I hope people are really paying attention, because what you said is spot on. It really is. And as a matter of fact, pertaining to the radios, that has already happened. I mean, it's been happening. The FCC and other organizations have put all types of upper limits on the types mm-hmm. of equipment that radio stations can purchase, those that are independent, so to speak. And as a matter of fact, they're starting to require well, they've been requiring them to allow the government step in and make certain announcements over the radio whatever the heck they please. And no one's really talking about that. You know, so you'll be listening to the radio. You may be listening to your favorite song, and then all of a sudden, without any warning, there's going to be a cut-in, you know, and they're going to make whatever announcements they want to make, and they're going to give you the information, you know, that they want you to have. It may not necessarily be true, and it may not necessarily be beneficial or healthy for you, but they're going to force feed you that information. And now, as a matter of fact, I'm looking at an article right now where they where they're saying that what happened with Flint, Michigan, has happened to over 4 million people, right, this year alone, right? This year alone, y'all, 4 million people have been exposed to lead, not only in water, but also in paint as well. So there's still a lot of lead-based paint circulating, even though, you know, it was supposedly outlawed and things of this nature. So you're right, they're taking over the airwaves. They're taking over the water, which they've already done that. The food, with the Terminator seed, you know, the sky with the carbon taxes and all that. I mean, so at some point we're gonna have to talk solutions.
And you know what, Doc? And I'm glad that you said that, because we're going to have to bring the solutions. And I think that it's because so many of us are so willing to talk about it, but we're not willing to put energy behind it and actually put the work behind the different things that make, because you know what, the I dream of genie, and I'm dating myself, you can't just blink your eye and make it happen. See, that's the facade of it all. You have to really conceptualize, you have to have a plan, you have to have some clinical research on some things. There is a process to solving these types of problems. And we do not support those individuals that have plans, nor do we actually emulate their energy and do the exact same thing so that we can have a more beneficial movement collectively together towards the righteous solutions that we should be bringing. Let me tell you, if you have to ask for relief, you will get whatever they want to give you. And, you know, Doc, it's I think there's a great opportunity that we have here. And because of so many people, but I think that we really need to speed up some solutions. And unless we do that, Doc, we are going to be caught knowing that something was wrong and not having done anything about it. And that's what I really don't want to see happen.
Yeah, I mean, and the situation is, I mean, you know, we shouldn't be paranoid about it. You know,
no.
But at the same time, we got to understand that, you know, we're dealing with the most well-funded propaganda machine ever, you know, and that weapon has been directed at the minds of the people to pacify us and make us docile and things of this nature. And so when people are you know, not batting an eye when they hear these things, well, it's well, there you go, you know. Well, as a matter of fact, I got people in my family doing that. My uncle was saying, oh, well, my water's just fine. I mean, really? Tap water? You are living, he's literally living on a fracking site. Literally.
Oh my gosh.
I BS you not. They are literally fracking on like the lot next to him. Like literally. Right?
Oh my gosh. He might as well take the poisons under his sink and just drink them.
Just drink them. You know what I'm saying? I mean, but what do you do? Knowing I love them,
right?
And
right.
What I plan on doing, obviously, is just sending the filters out there, telling my cousins, listen, you can disagree with me all you want, But you know damn well that it's always going to help to have a filter. So at least put these there.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
At least put these in his house, you know. And we can argue the point later, but that's what you do for folks when you care about them, you know.
That's the sacrifice you make for the people that you – exactly, Doc. And then give me a call right after the show, Doc. I got a question for you.
Okay.
So – man, Doc, this is so critical. You know, Doc, you know, last time you on, you were explaining how what these chemicals do to our overall thought process and our cognitive function of things, and how this actually, we are just the heavy metals, the poisoning that we engage in. We just become a totally different being. You know, because we're a toxic waste site.
No, man, check this out. You know, my lady was going through one of my books the other day. As a matter of fact, it's one of the books I was telling you about, Dave. It's about life extension technology, right? Now, I haven't read the whole book yet. It's one of those books. You know, I read a few chapters of it and I put it down. I started doing more research on those filters. And I never completed the book, but she found a chapter that spoke about nanobots. And get this.
Oh, yeah.
Get this. They plan on replacing, and these MDs writing this book, by the way. Now, according to them, they plan on replacing, and they have the ability to replace every blood cell in a person's body, every red blood cell with nanobots. And they're saying that, for example, if a junior high child were to receive the nanobots in their body, that athletically they could outperform Olympic athletes. Right?
Oh my
God. So not only are they completely roboticizing the populace, but man, I mean, they're talking about taking it. So what the hell happens to the blood that a person wants that's being replaced with these nanobots? What are they going to do with all that blood? I mean, it's some draconian level stuff. And then at the same time, they themselves are, you know, they're keeping the real life extension technology, you know, for themselves. I mean, just I know. Man, I saw that and I was like, you got to be freaking kidding me.
It's you know, Doc, for us, you know, we're not surprised, because you know, Doc, there's been historical evidence of this type of tampering with the human genoids, and just, you know, experimental or not even experimental, it's even beyond the experiment stages, the actual creating of that. And Doc, you know, in your opinion, now, because of that, they can totally change the human species in itself.
Now listen to this. Let me read to you what they are saying. Okay, this book is called Fantastic Voyage: The Science Behind Radical Life Extension, written by Dr. Ray Kurzweil and Dr. Terry Grossman, MD. Right, and I got an autographed copy of this book, by the way. All right. Now, right here at the top of page 226, and by the way, you can purchase the book on Amazon for 1 cent, literally, because the people have no idea what life extension technology is, and they don't know that these books are out there. And basically what we have here, just being frank with you, are white doctors talking to the white populace, the rich, right? Not the middle class, but the rich, and to other doctors. So they're communicating directly with each other, and from what I've read in this book so far, it seems as though, you know, they don't expect black people to read this book, because they're talking about stem cell research and how most of the stem cells are coming from black women and what they're doing with the stem cells and all that crap. All right, so just check this out. They say nanobots will replace your red blood cells. Nanomedicine, author Red Fatius, has created and analyzed detailed conceptual designs to replace our red blood cells, platelets, and white blood cells. Like most of our biological systems, red blood cells perform their oxygenating functions very inefficiently. And Friedrichs has redesigned them for optimal performance. With an ounce or two of Friedrichs's reciprocytes circulating along with your normal blood, you could go hours without oxygen. Let me say that again. All right. With an ounce or two of Friedrichs's reciprocytes circulating along with your normal blood, you could go hours without oxygen. Although prototypes are still in the future, the physical and chemical requirements have been worked out and with impressive detail. Now, these analyses show that Friedrichs's designs would be hundreds or thousands of times more capable than your biological blood. And that's just half of the opening paragraph. All right,
they are dead. Let me tell you, Doc. I'm gonna tell you. I met one of the counterparts on that, and talked to that individual directly about. There are very wealthy people that want to have extended life, and they are, as Doc is saying. What Doc is saying is absolutely right. I know because I engaged in a conversation. And yes, this is very, very true. And for some of you car people, what does oxygen do for your cars? It allows it to go much faster. You see, what Doc is saying is that they're playing with the blood so that they can live for... They're trying to live in the physical realm forever, and they realize
but they're also claiming, and this is the part that I didn't read, but they're also claiming that each of these nanobots can access information from the internet and cure diseases in your blood via electronic.
Wait, hold on.
Hey, baby, ain't that how I was talking?
They get the Wi-Fi in a smart body. They change the smartphone into a Wi-Fi smart body. Oh my
God! Hey, this transhumanism.
I didn't mean to cut you, Doc, because you blew me away with that one. You blew me away with that one. Okay, Doc, explain that one more time. What does that mean? In layman terms, what does that mean, what you just said
It means that whoever gets this crap is going to, or whoever already has it, is a walking damn Android. Okay? They are a walking tablet. Okay? I mean, like a Terminator. So you consider them like a pacified Terminator.
Oh, my.
You know, for real, like a docile Terminator. I got to tell you, I had the exact same expression when she read it to me. I doubled over and I was like, whoa, wait a minute, I didn't just hear that. Let me.
Oh my goodness. And Doc, see, and this is the thing, a part of being able to reach that. They need some of the melanin to enhance the hemoglobin process, and they're using people of color, black people, for that.
No doubt about it. I mean, hell, they all but admit it. As a matter of fact, they go into curing diabetes, and black people, you might want to listen to this, because we know who diabetes mostly affects. We know where all the dialysis centers are, and they are promoting this technology as a cure for diabetes.
Wow.
And they're testing it on the elderly right now. That's why.
Right, Doc. They are. Yeah, exactly. That's why. Say that again. I didn't mean to cut you off, Doc. But Go ahead, Doc. Say that again.
It's strange, man. I mean, they are literally testing this on the elderly right now. I mean, like I said, don't believe Doc. I mean, heck, I mean, read it for yourself. I mean, get the book. Like I said, you can purchase it for one penny on Amazon. What I just read to you was an excerpt from page 226, and I'll mention the name of the book again. It's called Fantastic Voyage, The Science Behind Radical Life Extension Technology. And, yeah, I mean, they literally say that. They say that each of those nanobots in your body can actually download information from the internet. But here's the crazy thing, and I can tell you right now that this is true, as I know this for 110% fact as a scientist. About 10 years ago, there was a scientist that started exposing the fact that they had nanobots in the damn chemtrails.
Mm.
And he mysteriously got wiped off the planet, and nobody asked any damn question. I know that for a fact, all right? Because he, and as a matter of fact, he had a video on YouTube, and they snatched it off, but not before I saw it. And he showed what the nanobots were doing to the trees. I mean, the trees were just,
wow.
I mean, full-grown oak trees were like, just, I mean, just like a damn, like a damn dinosaur has been gnawing on it or something. You know, like a brontosaurus just walked through them and knocked them all over, and they were now deformed and all that. And, you know, and he was exposing what these nanobots could do. Now, don't get me wrong, all right? Now, the person needs, you know, like a life-saving blood transfusion or something like that, and they use this type of technology to supplement blood until they found a donor in order to save a person's life. You know, I mean, you know, you might pose an argument for that. But to just flat out put this stuff in the air above your city, to flat out put this stuff in your cereal, and this is what this doctor was saying too. He was saying they were putting it in certain cereals, right? Like actual cold cereal that you eat, you know? And he was saying that people are getting this stuff in their body and they don't even know it. So anytime you have a overarching entity that's governing you, that's doing crap like that without your consent, I mean, this makes the syphilis or the Tuskegee experiment look like, I mean, it's damn.
Right. It looks like the doctor put a little bleach on a cut by mistake. And, you know, it's because this is DNA and RNA changing. And, you know, Doc, when you talk, we got a caller in queue, Doc. I know they're going to have a question for you. So hold on one sec. Doc, you know that they had the nano future conference in San Francisco 2 years ago, and this was the exact same stuff that they were talking about. And then, you know, they were also going to what's the particle that's smaller than a nano?
You basically talk about a prion,
right?
Yeah.
Oh my.
Yeah.
And Doc, see, they're spraying this. This is how those people are getting it, that one disease where the metal fibers are coming out the of their bodies.
Oh, yeah.
Sister Davis, you know what it is.
The Moyne-Jellers disease.
Yes.
Absolutely. I've seen people with it. As a matter of fact, if those of you that are my friends on Facebook, you probably already know this. If you don't know this and you're my friend on Facebook, go back to my timeline 2 years ago, and you'll see that I put out a bulletin when all that fake snow was hitting. I think it was the Midwest.
Snow, Chicago. Remember that? It wouldn't melt. They would burn it.
I paid people $50 a sample to send me some of that snow, and I got snow sent from all over. You know, and I tested that snow with some of my equipment, and I looked at it under a microscope, man, and you don't even want to know what it looked like under the microscope. Really, and the microscope that I had was only 3,000 magnification. Imagine what it would look like under a dark field microscope of about 20,000 magnification. You know?
Or right microscope.
Growing out of people's brains. That's what's growing out of people's brains.
People's
organs and all that crap.
Doc, imagine what you would see under a rife magnifier on that one. You was, oh my God, let me tell you, those five. Doc, those, you know, those fibers, oh my goodness, they have been testing that for a while. I know firsthand that they have been, because I was there at particular testing when I was in the military, and I saw these fibers that they were dropping, and I was telling, oh my goodness, it's, yes, this stuff, and they look like a small microfibers, stringing microfibers, are you know, which you would think that fiber wire would be laid out for. It's crazy. Hold on, Doc. We got a caller in queue. Go ahead, Doc. Say what you're going to say.
Well, I'll tell you what. There's a technical name for it. They call it robotic microfibers.
Okay, there it is. Yeah, robotic microfibers.
Now,
wow.
Not fibers, bivores. B-I-V.
Bivore, okay.
O-R-E-S, yeah. It's crazy.
Okay, man. Got you. Okay, got you, Doc. See, this is why it's so important to listen to Tando Radio Show. Doc Hawkins, come on in. You get schooled. You get schooled. All right. Doc, we got a caller in queue. Hold on 1 second, okay? Welcome, caller, to Tando Radio Show. What is your name? Where are you calling from? And what is your question or comment?
Hey, Brother Davis. This is Brother Davis on my wife's phone.
Hey, Brother Davis. What's going on?
All right. I always like to hear the content that Brother Dr. Hawkins brings, because he's bringing the aspect of true geoengineering, what is happening to us, to our face, where we literally have an opportunity to take the information that he gives us, do our own due diligence, and become empowered to do something in reference to our reserving as much of our higher quality of health as possible. Because if it wasn't for people like him, just think of how much darkness we would be in. So we really got to appreciate and uphold the pace that the champions of information bring us, because literally it's giving us a window into a technology we may not be familiar with. So I would definitely want to give a shout out to Dr. Hawks. Keep doing it, brother, because I'm going to tell you something. Every time I get opportunity, I listen, because I always learn. And when I'm not learning, I'm writing down what I can't retain so I can do my research later. So let me get back to the cube and continue to enjoy the show.
One of the champions yourself, brother. You know, Doc, and this is, they have been actually engineered. This is not new technology at all, is it, Doc?
No, not at all. And that's the serious thing about it. As a matter of fact, I did a lot of digging, and from what I can see, the ancestors were warning us about it. You know, so I mean, this is crazy. You're talking about a nanobot, a single nanobot, one nanobot, all right, could download information from the internet, and they're putting this crap in cereal and chemtrails and stuff like that. As a matter of fact, I mean, we know that they're putting dried red blood cells from humans in the chemtrails. That's already, I mean, that's been exposed already. That was exposed in 2009. So,
right.
I mean, but to go to the next level, look, to tell you this how crazy this is, if you had a prion-sized particle in your water, you know, now most people would say, well, that's just so small, you would just urinate that right out. Not necessarily. Mm-hmm. That's not true with all particles, especially if it's radioactive. All right?
That's right.
You would have to have one of those double pleated NASA filters to get that out.
Right. Right.
Not even a single pleated filter would do the trick with that. And those filters can get down to one nanometer. You know, but when you're talking about, you know, something like that, I mean, you're gonna have to have a double pleated filter at the least.
Right. Right. Radioactive isotopes, you're not getting that out. And you know, that's why tritium, they get tritium in the water, and with the filters they have nowadays, you can forget about it. One drop of tritium in the water, it's staying.
Yep. You better not get it in your bloodstream. I mean, cause you better off having Legionnaires' disease.
Right, Doc.
You know?
It's so This is so true. And Fukushima is spewing these radioactive isotopes. And my, you know, Doc, now, so with the chemtrails, and then now, Doc, with Fukushima spewing this in the upper atmosphere, what are these chemtrails now that they're, they're radioactive probably from the beginning. Now you have the actual radioactive particles that are getting spread all over the planet by way of the jet stream in the upper atmosphere. This is the perfect, depopulation or the changing of the population, because they may not want to physically kill you, but they definitely want you as dumb as they possibly can get you.
Well, they definitely want to take out most of the people, you know.
Yeah.
But at the same time, they want to do experiments. They want to experiment and see how they could, you know, more efficiently cull a whole geographical region of a population. You know, they want to see that. You know what I mean? And they've been working on it, I'll tell you that. And man, I mean, we're in a heck of a situation, you know. We are in one heck of a situation.
Wouldn't want to be anywhere else in the world than right here with my good brothers, my good friends, my good sisters, with the true warriors fighting what the battle that needs to be engaged in. I am with you fully. Doc, now, let's talk about, you know, there are things that we need to actually start to do in to protect ourselves as much as possible. And because, like you said, there's experiments because they want to continue to, they want to know that there's a scientific quest for control. And I think that's probably a way to put it. But there are also others that don't buy into that program and try to, you know, move in the opposite direction. You know, Doctor, all of the schools, it doesn't matter if you're in California, if it doesn't matter if you're in Missouri, Idaho, if you're in Washington, D.C., or you're in Charleston, South Carolina, you're in New Orleans, you're in Boston, wherever, your water is contaminated. You know, and you know, I'm going to say that your water is contaminated. The likelihood of your water being contaminated is pretty darn high enough that you should do something about, you know, about it. And it's essential for our good health that we have clean living water. And Doc, just from your standpoint and your studies, how vast and how bad are the, how, well, I would say this, Doc. The water supply that we have in tap now, what confidence do you have in it that you would drink tap water for a extended period of time in this country right now? What's your confidence level in it?
Well, in a place like, let's say, Colorado Springs, back in the day, I would have. Right now, no, because I mean there's just too many lobbyists there, and they jacked up the water supply. Here in Texas, here in Houston, zero. I mean, gotta have some type of, I don't care what it is, but even a Brita filter is better than nothing. Do you know what I'm saying? But you're gonna have to have some type of purification system. So to be more direct, zero. I have absolutely zero.
Right.
Faith in this tap water. You know, I mean, it's just, I mean, there are too many contaminants. They're finding, for example, some of the tap water that, you know, some of the sewer that's being released in places like this. Let's take, for example, California, like right there into the ocean. Like they found shrimp that were committing suicide. Why?
Yep.
Because of the high levels of different types of drugs that was in the water, the Prozac, the Ritalin, and all that stuff that got flushed down the toilet, you know, and things of that nature. All of that goes unfiltered, and it's in the damn oceans and the streams and lakes and all that stuff. And I mean, nobody's really talking about that anymore. So you got all those pharmaceuticals in the water right now. Then on top of that, you got to deal with the pathogens. And then not only those pathogens, you know, and then that includes protozoa, but now you also got to deal with a whole host of other contaminants too. Herbicides, pesticides.
Pesticides, right.
I mean, it's just crazy. It really is. So, look, man, it's only a matter of time. But I know one thing, man, that water is a major, major, major transformation tool, or it can be a major, major, major weapon. I do know that.
Yeah, this is what we do know, and it is here. You know, I have Doc Hawkins' water filtration system myself, and getting it put in today. I got to talk to Doc because the plumber had a question, Doc. So I got to ask you when you get a chance. Just give me a call.
Okay.
So I have it. It's a definite must. You know, and now, this is one of those things where the price points on this is so small, and it's like we talked about before. It's something that we definitely need to have. It's our water. You start with something. You start with water, and because that is part of the table of preparedness, where you start first. You start first with food and water. Okay, you know, so 3 minutes without air, you're gone. 3 weeks without food, you know, you start to deteriorate. 3 days without water, depending on where you are, is and believe me, you do not want to have a heat stroke. You do not. If you ever seen physical demise by dehydration, it is a ugly, painful thing to watch. Just horrible. It has happened many a times through heat stroke and everything else. But our water is where we have to start, and there is a reason why all of these schools have all of the heavy high lead content in all of the schools, especially the elementary schools and the middle school. Well, it's all of them, because that's where the saturation begins. That's where the overall control begins. And I'm going to tell you, they've been doing this for a long time. It's even in the Bible. You just have to look at where it is and you'll see it. You will see it. And this is something that there's always an herb that the great creator, or another way out to start that process of reversing what it is that is doing your body harm. So, Doc Hawkins, listen, once again, for some of the people, we have a lot of people that are listening now. How do they get in contact? What are some of the things that you offer? For water purifying, purification, and filters, and also some of the other things that you would highly suggest that people engage in. Some of the things that you have, Doc.
Well, one of the things I would suggest, in addition to the filters, or Silver Solution. Because Silver Solution is one of those natural remedies that you really don't hear a lot about. As a matter of fact, you really don't hear much at all about colloidal silver, which is an older product made with much older technology. But Silver Solution, for example, can do what they're claiming that nanobots can do. Like, for example, yes, they're claiming that these nanobots can kill a virus or a bacteria in the body in about 30 seconds, which is about 100 times faster than a biological white blood cell.
Right.
Now this is according to medical doctors, right? So the Silver Solution does the same thing. In fact, we got lab certification, and David, I think you may have seen it. If you didn't, I'll surely tag you in it on Facebook. But we have micrographs that showed that I was still the solution, killed Mercer in less than, you know, less than 8 minutes. I mean, just, I mean, wipe it out. I mean, entirely. Yep. You know what I'm saying?
Yes. That's, you got 2 minutes out. Let me just say to everyone, Doc, you have to get the silver solution. That is a must. That is a must. And Doc has some of the best price points, and you know you're getting it from somebody that you have confidence in. Doc, where can everyone, because we got 2 minutes left, where can everyone find your nanoparticle silver and the water filtration, Doc? 2 minutes.
Well, they can go to hiphoptherapeutics.com and click on the Silver Solution tab. But we also have Silver Solution generators where you can actually make it yourself. And the water purifiers. Oh, hey, I got you covered. As a matter of fact, I'm having a sale on them right now. And the Silver Solution, the industrial water purifiers make Silver Solution as well. But they can make thousands or even millions of gallons per day. You know, so for those that are looking to start their own business and, you know, do that black group economics thing the right way, I would suggest one of those purifiers. And you can get those at ancientwaterrestoration.com. The website will be back up tomorrow. We're having some maintenance done on it. But ancientwaterrestoration.com, or you can call me directly. The office number is 281-475-8161. That's 281-475-8161. And, you know, I'll work with you however I can.
Yeah, Doc, definitely. Doc, you know I want to, that generator, so I'm going to call you and get one of those from you, because that is, everyone, that is something that you definitely need to be able to make your own silver solution. Okay, everyone, Doc. We got to have you on for a whole show, and we talk about and how these things work and why we should be engaging in it, because this is the time is of the essence. We are moving to where you're not going to be able to get things because you're not going to be able to have the confidence that you're going to have be able to have communications with someone like Doc Hawkins to get these things. So, listen, everyone, it's never goodbye. As always, I'll see you later. Doc Hawkins, thank you so much, brother. Brother Davis, thank you so much. Rob, thank you so much. And all of you that are listening, Scotty, thank you so much, brother, for being you and what we all do. Much love, much respect. We'll talk to you soon. Peace.
Gold dinar would have had serious consequences for the world financial system, but may also have empowered the people of Africa, something black activists say the U.S. wants to avoid at all costs.
We're slicing cake. We're slicing cake. We're slicing cake.
Say the U.S. wants to avoid at all costs.